Joe Biden's chief of staff, Ron Klain, to resign, expected to announce his resignation within a couple of weeks. And apparently that was his plan since midterms. Funny timing, considering that midterms is when the original documents were found at Penn Biden Center, where Joe Biden was holding classified information that shouldn't have been there to begin with. Firstly, I want to mention yesterday, Saturday, January 21st, Joe Biden again at his home. More documents that shouldn't have been there, classified documents, very interesting stuff. Let's look into a few articles about the situation. The DOJ seizes more classified docs from Biden's Wilmington home after 12-hour FBI search. The Justice Department sees additional classified records from President Biden's Wilmington, Delaware home after an FBI search on Friday. Fox News has learned. January 20th, the FBI executed a planned consensual search of the president's residence in Wilmington, Delaware. Joseph D. Fitzpatrick, an assistant U.S. attorney to a U.S. attorney for the Northern District of Illinois, of John Losh, told Fox News. So this guy is insane. Biden has not been raided. There have been no warrants issued in order to search the Biden facilities for more classified information. You got to remember this because this is important, because remember, raided like a criminal's residence would be, because a judge signed off on a warrant to do so. Whereas that hasn't even happened yet for Joe Biden. Joe Biden has planned meetings with his buddies at the FBI to say, hey, come around the house, look around. I may have tampered with the evidence. I may have not. Doesn't matter. Judge didn't issue any of this. We're just doing this for fun, casually, having a dandy old time. The FBI search began Friday, 9:45 a.m. and ended around 10. FBI raids our former president, current president, in my opinion, Donald Trump's facility at Mar-a-Lago, whereas in Joe Biden gets the opposite treatment. He gets consensual agreement. He has a phony investigation of Robert Hur, special counsel, supposedly investigating him. Anything concerning to him? I think the ultimate question we need to ask about the regarding classified documents that Biden has just let hang out at his facilities, his garage, right? Penn. The big question here is this some kind of narrative control? Are they trying to get ahead of the story now and do damage control? Because we know Biden has committed crimes. And so, you know, potentially an incumbent or some upcoming election, they expose it themselves to kind of create the narrative, control the narrative that it's not so bad. There's not a warrant that's really required because Biden's is this some kind of narrative controlled for that? Or is this something that is a hit job on Joe Biden by his own people? I don't believe it to be the latter, because why would you have to conduct a hit job forced into and you are puppeteering in the president's position right now? Joe Biden is simply a product of whoever controls him. There's no need to force someone like that out if he's already being controlled. Another concerning thing about Biden documents being found again, before I get into Ron Klain's resignation, potential resignation, two Democrats are advocating for the investigation of Joe Biden. Think about that. Joe Manchin, Klain from Virginia, I forget his first name, Tim Klain, I believe. How is this not a huge red flag that Democrats are now saying this is embarrassing for the president? The president needs to be investigated. Very, very concerning stuff. Very manipulative in terms of narrative that's being. But the story of the day, Ron Klain, White House chief of staff, expected to resign in the next few weeks. It seems to be because the documents, the classified documents that Biden lost control of, it's so bad that he wants nothing to do with it. I guess the big question here is who's next? Who else is going to leave Biden's side when it's all crumbling down for him? Because, you know, the left has portrayed Biden to be some kind of hero for the last 2 years. Even though his presidency has been a giant catastrophe. So now that we have someone who's resigning, is there someone that who believes that this the House of Cards is coming down for Joe Biden? Ron Klain? Who's next? Are people going to start resigning in Biden's cabinet? Is Biden going to resign? Will Biden be impeached? On the other hand of it, you have Kamala Harris, according to the New York Post, 25 staff members during her first 2 years. Gone. She's an unlikable individual. Who wouldn't want to work for the vice president of the United States? You have to be a real baboon for someone to not want to work with you, given that you have the second highest position this country and this company, the United States of America, has to offer. Very telling stuff. Joe Biden losing his staff members, a phony investigation in my eyes. A narrative control is what this looks like to me. This doesn't look like some kind of hit piece on Biden. I mean, they could have got rid of Biden quid pro quo a long time ago. If they really wanted to tag Biden with something, the Hunter dealings, Burisma, SCFC China Group, all of these events that have already happened with Biden could have been taken care of a long time ago. So in terms of his people taking him down and replacing him with Kamala and having some other agenda, you don't move forward with Biden to just get rid of him after 2 years, especially someone like Biden, who's a puppet. And the reality of it is they're doing some kind of damage control and mirroring Trump, the Trump investigation, to kind of exempt Biden from the same crimes, even though his crimes are clear. He used that information to put money in his pocket, put money in his son's pocket, and launder money from his son to himself.